All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 12 new minutes on the clock to start the second quarter of this Midland Empire Conference game here at Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium in Chillicothe, Missouri. The score between Chillicothe and Maryville is 0-0. The state champions, the Maryville Spoofhounds, the defending state champions and Midland Empire Conference champions, right now are in a battle against the Chillicothe Hornets. Also in a battle is the Bell game. Brookfield and Marceline in the first quarter of that game. It's 7-7. What a fine game it always is between Brookfield and Marceline in the Bell game. Fourth down and 9 for Maryville. Changing quarters. The Hornets are now defending the south goal. Now Nally goes back to pass. Rolls to his right. Throws. Oh, it's almost intercepted by D.L. Midget at the 16-yard line. Nonetheless, it's incomplete. Hornets take over on downs once again. And joining me in the booth, tight buddy.
It's a real defensive struggle without a doubt on both sides. Maryville able to move the football a little better than us, but no score yet. And that was fourth down, so Chillicothe gets the ball back.
While we have a moment here, I want to say a big Hornet hello to Chris Simmons, who's listening here on KCHI. Also, want to let everybody know that the Chillicothe High School's class of 1963 is celebrating their 50th reunion this weekend. Some of those classmates are here tonight, so come on out if you're a class of 63 and join your classmates. Here's a handoff pitch out to D.L. Midget. Midget gets some positive yardage up to the Hornet 26-yard line as they move right to left on your radio dial.
That'll bring up second and 8. Tried off that left side of the line, that makeshift left side. With a nice job by Truman Wheeler and Jared Cox.
The only drawback tonight for the Hornets has been the penalties, Randy. Other than that, they've been great.
Terrible on the penalties. Just silly penalties, especially when you're lined up right in front of the football. And you go offsides.
Alperin wide to the right. Gates and Long are splitting the backfield. Back to pass, third time tonight. Clampett, he throws behind the defender to Alperin, and it's caught at midfield. They're going to mark it actually at the Hornet 49, but that's an NFL type of throw and catch, ladies and gentlemen. Clampett threw that on the opposite side shoulder of the Maryville Spoofhound defender. Alperin, with the great athleticism, was able to turn his body almost 360 to catch it on the run.
Gain of 23 yards that time between the two seniors, Clampett and Alperin.
Alperin, the leading receiver coming into this season for the Hornets. He had one catch for 32 yards against Marshall, none last week, and now one here tonight. Here is Long with the handoff. He crosses midfield and is brought down at the Maryville 48-yard line.
Gained a 2 that time. 48, I think they may call it 49, 48. Yeah, call it 48, so a gain of 3 that time. That'll bring up 2nd and 7. You can get 3 or 4 yards on first down. That's usually not bad. 7 or 8 would be better, but...
Clampett breaks huddle now. Hornets come up to the line of scrimmage. Maryville's defense is already set. 2nd down and 7 for the Hornets at the Maryville 48. And Maryville jumps off sides. Well, flags go up in the air.
Did they jump or were they? I think one of our linemen may have bobbed his head, so they may have been drawn off.
10 minutes, 5 seconds remain, 2nd quarter. Offsides, the call against Maryville. Their first penalty of the night is going to help the Hornets out on this 2nd down play. Instead of 2nd and 7, they have now 2nd and 2 at the Maryville 43.
And that opens up a whole different section of your playbook there.
Here's Clampett. Hands off to Long. Long has the first down, crossing the 40 of Maryville. Down to the 38 goes Long. Dalton Pistol on the tackle for the Maryville defense. Randy, at the end of the first quarter, I was mentioning a lot of Maryville tackles being made by linebackers and cornerbacks. Again, another sign that this Hornet line is controlling the line of scrimmage.
Well, you want your line. You want most teams want their linebackers to make the stops. They want their, but they don't want linebackers to make the stops, 4 yards deep.
Gillen Gates wide to the left on this first down play from the 38 of Maryville. Clampett goes back to pass, fifth time tonight. He's being rushed. He gets away from two defenders. He's on the run. He's at the 35. Stiff arms a defender there and is able to get down to the 31 before he's brought down by Snow and McMahon. Peyton Dawson also in on there.
Well, you might want to sign that young man up for square dance lessons because he did the Texas two-step around that defender was ready to take his head off and turned it into a nice gain, 7-yard gain that time. Nice scramble by the 2.5-year starter.
Second down and short, second and three again for the Hornets. You like those type of plays, second and short. Clampett under center, three backs in the backfield, handoff to Long, the deep back. And he is stood up and brought down for a loss of about 1 yard. Good surge up the middle by the Maryville defensive line. Jackson Morrison, the 6'4", 285-pound All-State lineman, was in on the tackle for Maryville's defense. The more time that the Hornet offense keeps this ball in their possession, the better off we are to keep that high-potent offense of Maryville off on the sidelines.
You are exactly right.
Strong line to the right for the Hornets. Triple I formation in the backfield. Third down and five from the 32. Midget gets the carry. Eludes two defenders in the backfield, but not number 45, Chris Dugan. He's brought down for a big loss all the way back to the Maryville 36-yard line.
Yeah, a loss of four that time. So it'll be fourth and eight in four down territory. We'll see what kind of trick they can come up with here. Too long for a field goal, too short for a punt, unless they try a coffin corner quick kick.
Fourth down and eight, 7:30 remains, second quarter of this Midland Empire Conference game between Maryville and Chillicothe. 0-0 the score. Chillicothe has the ball in Maryville territory, the 36 to be exact. Here's a throw. Oh. It goes into the ground. Looking to run a little screen to the right to D.L. Midget, and Clampett didn't like that throw at all himself as he threw it at the feet of Clampett, and fourth down was all for naught as Maryville will now take over on offense once again.
Yeah, it looks like that almost slipped off your hand. Sometimes it's tougher to throw a 3-yard pass to your right than a 23-yard pass down the sideline.
So the Hornets are on defense. Maryville has the ball, first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Peyton Dawson's in the backfield. He's going to get the carry, run around the east sidelines. He's hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He gains three, but Cole Nichols brings him down along with number 12, Matt Schaefer.
Nice to see Matt Schaefer back from a slight injury he had earlier in the season. Gained a three that time.
Dawson, flank tight to the right. McMahon to the left. Dredge, lone setback. Dredge gets the call. Dredge is stopped at the line of scrimmage. He might have picked up a yard after the extension of his body forward, but Chance
Holzer, he's really done a nice job at that defensive tackle position.
And the clock continues to run. 6:32 remains. Second quarter, 0-0 the score between Maryville and Chillicothe. Snow wide to the right. Peyton Dawson goes in motion out of the backfield. Now he goes back to pass on third and long. He's going to keep it. Goes up the middle, picks up the first down at the Maryville 45, crosses midfield, and is brought down at the Chillicothe 47-yard line. The lanky 6'4", 190-pound senior quarterback on the first down carry for Maryville. Tackle made by Hayden Major.
And a nice job of picking and choosing his holes that time. A 13-yard gain. Found where his blocks were and did a nice job of tucking around him.
Now goes under center. Strong line to the left. Handoff goes to Dredge. Dredge, the fullback, slung down from behind after a gain of 1 yard. Tackle made by Hayden Major.
Hayden with a nice job wrapping him up around the shoulder pads and dropping him down.
No huddle offense as Maryville looks to the sidelines, very similar to what Kirksville did last week, except Maryville moving at a much faster pace than the Tigers did. Second and nine for Maryville at the 47 of the Hornets. Nally back to pass. Feels the pressure. Has to run. Rolling to his the west sidelines. He's still on his feet. 45 of Chillicothe. The 40 and brought down at the 35-yard line of Chillicothe. Another first down picked up by Nally. Somebody needs to stay on the weak side. Somebody needs to stay home. Cole Nichols on the tackle.
Yeah, Nichols and Hayden Major that time.
As they move the chains and get them set, Maryville's already set on offense. 5:20 remains, second quarter. Strong line to the left. Now he hands off to McMahon. The All-State running back looking for some room. He has it. Crosses the 35, the 30. Tripped up from behind at the 28 of Chillicothe. A gain of about 7 on that first down carry by McMahon.
Cameron Allen with a tackle that time.
Second down now for Maryville. Second and 3 as Maryville's got a drive going, and we've got a timeout called by the Hornets, I believe. It'll be their first. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. 4 minutes, 58 seconds remains. Second quarter of this Midland Empire Conference game at Bob Fairchild Field at the new Jarrett Memorial Stadium. Maryville and Chillicothe 0-0 here in the second, but Maryville threatening. They have a second down and 4. At the Hornet 28-yard line. Nally's going to go under center for Maryville. Have McMahon and Dredge in the backfield split. Snow and Dawson will be wide to the left. And the referees are discussing matters. I don't know if the play clock's not working. It's lit up. You still have stoppage in play here. Okay, here we go. Second and 4 for Maryville at the Hornet 28. Now he hands off to McMahon. McMahon goes around the left side of the line. Major brings him down short of the first down. He gets down to about the 26, 27-yard line. McMahon is still on the ground. He has his helmet off. He's on his knees, head in the turf, as he is hurt right now. So, hate to see that young man get hurt in this game. He's a great running back for Maryville. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.